feel like pioneers in swimsuits, right?
I know. I feel like we should be fishing while we're soaking.
That's the old joke about Yellowstone, that you could catch the fish in one pond and then cook it in the next one.
Hello and welcome to You Know the Place, the show that explores the businesses, stores, and shops you always pass by but never seem to visit. I'm Joel Wayne and this is my co-host, Lacey L.B. Daly.
Hi.
Hello.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's my honor. What do we got going on?
Well, you know, you just, in the intro, it makes me think that maybe this one doesn't count because you said like the businesses, the stores. This is like more of a place.
Okay.
And I'm wondering if you have plans this weekend. I want to take a little road trip.
Okay, yeah.
It's not too long, maybe like a 2-hour road trip. But we've been talking about wanting to get out of Boise anyways.
Very much so. Yeah.
You got any plans tomorrow morning?
No.
Okay, cool.
No.
We're going to go to Lohmann.
Okay.
Because I would like to nominate the Kirkham Hot Springs.
All right.
It is kind of self-explanatory, but it's a naturally occurring hot spring, which I've never been to.
Oh, so undeveloped, you mean?
Yeah, like it's not, that's a
okay.
term. Yeah, I've been to the springs in Idaho City.
Okay,
and
sure.
Don't get me wrong, that's like a cool experience too, but part of me feels like it's kind of a rite of passage.
If you're
I've been here for 6 years and I've never been to one.
It's a very Northwest thing. I agree with you, or Intermountain West, to go, I think, and visit those. I have not been to this one. I have been to other naturally occurring hot springs, but I have not been to Kirkham.
So Jody and I went to a wedding in Lohmann this summer, and so we drove by the sign for it.
Yeah.
But I feel like whenever you see the signs for these, you're always on your way to somewhere else.
Sure.
And I don't know, we're just not the most...
Spontaneous
and punctual people. So usually we don't, you know, you don't leave the house with 2 hours to spare, so you can just stop up at this hot springs that you didn't even know was on your way.
Yes.
So this was one that we actually saw the signs for, and it's always like, oh yeah, that'd be cool. Maybe we'll do that. Never did it.
Right. All right. Then what is your central concern?
How do people find out about these things? Like, each hot spring does not have its own website. Is it something that, one day you just Google because you're like, yeah, let's go to the hot springs today. And so you just type it in. Or is it more word of mouth? Like, oh, yeah, I went to this one and you should go there. Like, how do you know if you have to hike in? How do you know if you can bring your dog? Can you bring booze? I don't know.
Right.
So how do people find out about it?
Similar to, or I guess in opposition to the other people that are other places that we normally go, you don't have a manager or a shopkeeper,
right,
basically, then to tell you all that.
Yes. And so this one, the success of this episode is very contingent upon the fact that people will be there when we go. I'm sure some of the audio might be fun to listen to because we've never been, but I think we'll have to talk to people and find out. I did hear, I forget who told me this, that this one is like the party hot springs.
Oh.
Which I don't know.
Okay.
I guess there's different types and different moods that you can really chase when you're going
to different... Themes. They'd have different themes, apparently.
But we're also not going, like, at night. Like, do things get crazy?
Yeah, okay.
Do I have to hike into this one?
I don't think so. I think this one's right off up the road.
Because I was not wanting to wear a bathing suit and then also, like, hiking boots.
Yeah. Sure. I get that.
We did hike in the nude, so
who cares? That's true. Then it feels like, I have a bathing suit. I can do anything now.
Do you think it'll smell like eggs?
Yes.
Okay.
They generally do.
Mm-hmm. Can we bring our spouses?
Yeah, I think so. Any of these trips, I feel like going outside of town, you know, more of a day trip or half day trip, something like that. I think that should always be kind of an option.
Do you think our listeners will care? I hope not.
You guys, do you care?
No, it's fine. Oh, thank you.
thank you so much.
It's just easier to get out of the house on a weekend if you're allowed to bring your wife.
Yes.
Okay.
Very much so.
Okay.
Should we pack a lunch?
Yeah, we should. Okay. Good idea.
All right.
Just pulled up. A little hour and 45 minute drive?
Yeah, almost 2 hours.
Almost 2 hours? Yeah.
And we should preface it with, we had a little moment of panic before we left town. So we did bring our spouses. Hi, spouses.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, wives.
They're in the back seat. But AD, Joel's wife, Googled it or put it in her maps, and it said that Kirkham Hot Springs was closed. And then we got worried, and we didn't want to make the trip for no reason. Then we tried to do some other Googling.
And we never got a totally definitive answer, but we
We just rolled the dice.
Yeah, we thought, you know what? Even if the campground's closed, we're going to figure out some way to get into the hot springs.
So. Even if it means swimming across the river.
Right.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so we got up here, and there's a lot of people. And there's more and more people, like, showing up. So we're like, we really need to get down there and get a spot. So, yeah, it's, I mean, it is undeveloped, but it is right off of a campground. And there's probably, and there are some people camping, even though they're kind of closed for the season. But I think it just means that there's no
bathroom services.
Which basically means that there's no toilet paper in the bathrooms.
If you got to poop, that's what we figure it out. But we got here, we did quick flash change in the car.
Yeah.
And we're ready to roll.
Yeah. You guys ready?
Let's do it.
Yep. Oh my God, be more excited.
Woo! Yeah! Here
okay.
we go!
Thank you.
I heard somebody, like, who pulled up in that car next to us when they were getting changed, explaining to his friend, like, how slippery it is.
Oh.
And I'm nervous because I have flip-flops.
In the reviews, too.
Okay.
Slippery? Okay.
All right.
You want me to take keys?
She's just like me. Every time we go anywhere, it doesn't matter if I, like, hear him do it. I'm like, so you locked it, right?
We pick our way down to the hot spring pools over some very slippery and jagged rocks, bemoaning our footwear choices and noting the warning signs along the way.
Nudity is prohibited.
What?
Don't even think about it.
Before finding a shallow pool to post up in, it's right off the river on one side and below a trickling waterfall on the other side. So you'll have to deal with a little bit of background noise here.
Is it really hot? I think the key will be to move to a place with fewer waterfalls.
Can you hear me right here?
Very much.
The water feels really nice. It's really warm. It's not as warm as I thought it was going to be, but maybe we're too far from the source. Oh.
We hang out for 10 to 15 minutes before the wives head out in search of warmer waters, and we chat with a group of 8 or so people in another pool.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
I'm Joel. This is LD.
Nice to meet you, Joel and LD. I'm Bree.
Hi. I guess you don't all have to say your name.
Totally
fine.
Do it. And one thing that no one else knows about you.
Do that here. It's gonna get weird.
Like 10 fingers.
I don't know that one.
So what are you guys doing here today?
Well, we just saw the steam on the side of the road, and we said, you know,
let's
drink some beer. None of that is true.
I'm from here. He's a transplant. Recent. The rest are visiting.
Okay. California. Transplants from where?
California. Wisconsin.
California.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Okay. I have such a good recommendation for a good spot for you guys when you're done.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. We're always looking for them.
She
knows
the place, and she's the local.
Oh, man. Local as in, like, Loman or just Idaho?
Yeah. Oh, I see. Okay,
I don't know. I didn't know people lived in Loman.
I didn't know people live in Loman. Yeah. Cool. Yeah. So how many of you have been to this hot spring before?
Yeah, it's all of our first time.
So just you two?
Yeah.
And then have any of you been to a hot spring at all?
No.
Yeah.
One.
Pine Flats, like on the way here.
Okay.
Couple hot springs, like Strawberry Hot Springs and Steamboat. Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
And it's great, but it's developed. So this is the first time I've actually been to a place that's like not developed.
Just right on
the
rock,
side of a river.
Yeah, this is sweet.
Yeah. I feel like pioneers in swimsuits, right?
I know. While we're soaking.
Well, that's the old joke about Yellowstone, that you could catch the fish in one pond and then cook it in the next one.
Yeah. I made a joke that I didn't even know about.
So, I guess this is directed at you two, since you've been here before. How did you find out about it? Do you remember your first time?
Well, we have a book,
I'm a little baby.
Too, but we have a book about hot springs that are in Idaho. It's like 178 soakable.
Oh, really?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Something like that.
Some are, like, seriously little... shallower than this, smaller than this, and you're like, well, this is a little anticlimactic.
Little teacup that you're...
Yeah, well, we went to one last
week. When you think about it, it's really cool. Like, this is just hot water coming out of the ground.
Yeah.
But when I first met you, you put that map on the
Apple website. Yeah, that's right, that too.
It's a Google map that has, like,
it's a layer of a Google map.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. But, like, 3 weeks ago, we hiked to one, and it took us... It's right outside of Crouch, and it took us like 3 hours to get there.
It was
lukewarm and muddy, and we were like, okay, well.
That's my biggest fear about these kind of rustic ones is you don't really know what you're committing to, so you make the drive. Do you have to hike? Is it even going to be good?
It's about the adventure, though.
It's a gamble.
For us, we didn't know where to go. We just drove down a road, and it started raining, and we were like, okay, let's just keep going, because it might be this way.
Yeah.
And We finally found boiling hot springs on a sign, and we're like, all right, we got to do it now.
We talk with the group a little longer, discussing our plans for the rest of the day, and one of them recommends a you-know-the-place type of place we might want to stop off and see in Idaho City, which we'd actually noticed when we drove through an hour earlier.
So there's this cool bar in Idaho City that is like, have you been to Idaho City?
Sure.
Okay. There's this, what's it called?
Diamond Mills.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's, we drove by it. That's one of the ones that we were talking about maybe going there. It said the world's best money bar.
World famous money bar, yeah.
Covering the ceiling.
Oh.
But it's like a husband and wife, and they're like a million years old. And they have really good cheeseburgers, and like it's just like an old
saloon. Those places always have good cheeseburgers.
Yeah.
Well, it's like where you come back from Stanley, you have to stop there to get a cheeseburger because you've been eating canned food.
They definitely have a Confederate flag in there.
And whatnot when you buy it.
Other than that, like if we can look past that... Like, it's
The group asked about some of the places we've been for the podcast, and since it's still fresh in our minds, we mentioned Bear Mountain, which leads to us imparting some of the nudist knowledge we learned from our hosts up at the resort.
Am I going to sit on the same butt cheek chair as the next person?
No, that's the first rule.
Yeah, first rule of nudism. Nobody wants to sit in your butt juice. You got to put a towel down or you wear like a sarong.
You never sit bare ass on anything.
Yeah, good.
That's a good rule.
Look at us. We need to get out there.
Before we say our goodbyes and head off to find our wives, they're in a pool further off the river, which makes the temp quite a bit hotter. We hang out for a while and notice a young couple picking their way among the rocks, so we invite them to hop in our pool and then spring the microphone on them.
So, I missed your names. What are your names?
Angela.
I'm Kurt.
Angela and Kurt. Where are you guys from?
We're from Nampa.
From Nampa? What brought you out here today?
We wanted to come check out the hot springs.
Yeah.
So we've seen it a couple times driving by. Coming back from Stanley a couple of times, so... Last time we were through here, it was pretty packed.
Gotcha. But today you made the trip specifically for the hot spring?
That's hot springs.
Because I wasn't going to believe you if you just were driving by today because you just happen to have your bathing suits. It's not really summer.
We didn't have them last time.
Yeah.
That's right. We saw you guys with the microphone and we're like, we got to stop.
I knew it. I could see people from the road. So I'm curious then, so you always drove by, but did you Google anything about it? Or did you just kind of like, we're just going to go? It's probably open all the time.
We didn't Google it. We just, last time we were coming through here, it was probably
July.
And we were going to hike in the Sawtooths there, and then coming up through the morning, see all the steam coming off of here, you know.
Better check
it out.
Hard to miss.
Yeah. And we were thinking in the fall, it'd be less traffic, you know, not as many people, so we thought, give it a try.
And even prettier sometimes. Yeah.
Okay, just to paint the scene here, LD is on one side of the pool and I'm on the other with Angela and Kurt between us. And AD and Jody are standing behind LD holding up beach towels to block the sound of the river. It's kind of a hilarious sight and I'll make sure to put a picture of it on the website.
Oh, I wanted to ask, have you guys been to hot springs before?
A little bit.
Yeah, the one you went to last winter.
So there's in Atlanta there. There's a little
Atlanta, Idaho.
Yeah. So you can't go there planning on, oh, I'm gonna stay here and get a bite to eat and then head back because there's nothing there. There's some year-round residents, but right in the middle of town there's a little hot spring there that's usually empty.
And it's kind of like natural and rustic like this?
Yeah, so it's one big pool and then there's a pipe running into it, and then I think they put concrete in it, and there's like a big wooden bench out there and it's peaceful, you know. Out there and
you happen to be in Atlanta.
Yeah.
We went out there January 1st and he got in. I didn't.
Oh, that was
clothes.
A different one.
Oh, a different one. Yeah. Okay, sorry.
Oh, you guys are just hot spring connoisseurs.
Well, him more than me.
There's another one that's a little harder to get to. I've never been there yet, but I was going to try it this winter. I couldn't even tell you where that's at yet.
Got it.
I got a general idea, but.
Just got to figure it out.
Yeah.
Is it one that you have to like hike into?
So in the wintertime, there's a single road, like a single track road, and it gets pretty snowy and icy. And I think it's 15 miles off that main road.
And you want to go why?
I was going to I have never cross-country skied. I was going to bring the skis out there.
Oh, that sounds
You
fun.
Seem like a really adventurous kind of guy.
I tried to.
We have some adventures. That day specifically, we went, and it was really icy and snowy. And this poor guy was coming down, and he... slipped and fell super, super hard. Well, that same guy lost his wallet the same day.
That's why
he got in a wreck. Like, we saw him get in his truck, and then a couple miles down the road, his truck hit a tree.
This is why people should never go on adventures.
I know.
God. Only bad things happen.
Yeah.
We hang out for a bit longer before deciding we're all adequately pink and wrinkled from the hot water, so we head back to the car to change into dry clothes and chat.
I'm a little pruney.
Are you?
Yeah, look.
Oh, yeah, you are a little pruney.
Yeah.
I don't think I am. Well, no, I guess I am a little bit.
Are you guys pruney?
A little bit. Tiny bit.
So, yeah, I think that was a success. It was actually a little bit more... What am I hearing?
That was my stomach.
No, I'm hearing like an echo.
Do you have water in your ears?
Yeah, probably. It was a little bit hairier to get down the path than I expected it to be.
Yeah, regrets with the flip-flops. That made it even more difficult. Spouses?
Thoughts, things that may strike you?
Wow. Not everybody can make a podcast.
No. Yeah. The final pool that we sat in was just a little hot for me, so I mostly just played lifeguard and sat on the edge.
That is true. I will say, though, the spouses were a little bit like Goldilocks. The first pool that we sat in, like, oh, it's just a little too cold. And then the last one we were in, they're like, it's too hot.
We'd never found the just right one.
Yeah. So, okay.
Messed it up. All right. Should we hit it?
Let's hit it.
Nice. All right. That's good.
So, yeah. Stop over at Diamond Lil's.
Diamond Lil's. Where are we, technically?
Idaho City.
Okay, yeah. So we should probably say we're on our way back from the hot springs in Loman, right. And we chatted with somebody there in one of the hot springs who suggested this place, but it kind of did connect the stars for us because we were scoping out Idaho City on our way up here just to see if there were some other places, and we saw this place called Diamond Lil's Restaurant and Saloon. And what does it say there?
Well, so that's the weird thing. So it says home of the world famous. And then further over, it looks like it's missing things, but it says money bar.
Right. And we asked her about that. And she said something about dollar bills all over the ceiling. And so here we are. Like, really, is this the main drag?
Well, I think I think this is technically Main Street.
Okay.
But this is not the one that you would come down because you just stay on the highway.
Okay. Yeah. And we didn't just leave our spouses at the hot springs. They're still in the back seat, but they don't say anything.
Hi.
Oh, I thought they were asleep.
Oh.
You guys want to go in, get a tater tot?
Yeah, yep. Get a tater tot.
So we head in and explore Diamond Lil's. And wouldn't you know it, the bartender asks us if we're hunting for ghosts.
Can I do it for you guys? You just walking around, isn't it for ghosts?
Yeah.
No.
Man, you're the second person to say that. We didn't ever used to get that, and now we get it all the time, apparently.
Oh. It's just people come up to Idaho City, and they have get-ups like that all the time. Like, they'll camp out outside of the cemetery and wait.
Oh, that's commitment. Okay, so what is with all the dollar bills?
So these are in large replicas of actual currency prior to 1938. Most of them are prior to 1928, but there's one on here in the 30s, so I always say 38.
Yeah, but why?
Just because they're cool. Because these are some of the oldest currency, and you can see, like, the artistic, like, how much work people put into it before we got really lazy with it.
Okay, but what about those hanging from the ceiling?
So those are how you leave your mark on Diamond Lil's. You donate a dollar, we give you markers, and then we hang them up for you once I get a bunch of them. And it's really cool because the first one that ever hung up is still hanging there, and they always will be until the business sells.
Oh, nice. All right.
What can I get you to drink?
Okay, a quick description. There's low red lighting throughout, dollar bills hanging from the ceiling, old currency encased in the bar, and you can still smoke in there. There's also an ancient shuffleboard and pool table and about 1,000 decorations on the walls. We belly up to the bar and order a pitcher of beer and some tots before playing a game of shuffleboard, which has this old electronic scorekeeping thing that feels like something out of 1955.
Wait, what'd you get?
This one, okay, so 3, 4, 5, 6.
6. You sons of bees. And we got 2. Kind of love that.
So Jody and I cream AD and Joel in shuffleboard, and we celebrate with chicken strips and tater tots.
What's the demeanor?
In here?
Yeah. You know what I always want to...
spooky.
It is a little bit spooky because of the red lights.
Yeah, not because it's almost Halloween.
What we always want to say now, because of the vape shops, and so the one that we went to where the guy said that they're going for a coffee shop vibe.
Yeah.
Which is not at all what it was. No. It was like a nightclub. So we say that all the time now, like, oh, it's kind of a coffee shop vibe, even though it doesn't look anything like that.
I feel that, yeah.
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 So it does, there's kind of a coffee shop vibe.
The walls are just plastered.
Yeah.
I mean, with things other than dollar bills, hats.
It was also plastered some, plastered with some things that I think people probably would have taken out, down by now, like a George Wallace for President poster.
It's
just
history.
Just putting that out there.
Vintage, man.
Yeah.
We have our beers in mason jars.
Yeah.
Cheers. up there, am I seeing nipple cups, nipple mugs?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They're kind of upturned.
Okay, real quick here. There is a vintage George Wallace for President poster, but the decorations do seem to represent every political stripe, both past and present. Later on, for example, we spot a framed picture from President Obama's first inauguration. Last, we chat with the owner, who just happens to be sitting next to us at the bar.
Can I ask, do you work here?
Yeah.
You do? Oh, okay. Do you know about the history of the place?
Pretty much. I built it.
You built it?
Yeah. I've had this 26 years.
What's the genesis of the name Diamond Lil's?
That the guy that I bought it from named it after his mother. Her name was Lillian. And when I bought it, I didn't see any reason to change it.
Yeah.
It's a good name.
Yeah. So was this all there?
No, I built that
yeah.
too. Those are all reproductions of U.S. currency mm-hmm. prior to 1928. And they're all blown up.
Where did you get the idea for that?
I had them out of my collection.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I thought it would be interesting.
Yeah, I would say so. There's one up in Montana, I know, that does the silver dollar,
yeah,
the silver dollar ones.
That was real common in the 30s, 40s.
Yeah.
So I want to do something a little different.
What about the money hanging from the ceiling?
That's all people that write something on them and hang them up and then come back and try to find them. We kind of focus the bar around money.
Yeah.
Everybody likes it.
Yeah. Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
What types of people do you usually see in here? Are they mostly local or are they people like us just passing through?
Most of my business comes from out of town. Yeah. I get some local business. Most of it comes from out of town. We're pretty much known for the quality of our food.
We went to Kirkham and someone recommended this place. That's what we were asking for other places to stop by. And this is one of the places that they recommended.
Well, I appreciate that. Yeah. Next time you're at Kirkham, tell them.
Yeah. It was our first time too, so.
Where are you from?
We chat a little longer with the owner before the bartender from earlier comes over and checks on us. And she's wearing a top hat made of white construction paper, which we obviously have to ask about.
You still doing good over here?
I think so. What's the story behind the hat?
I made it for okay. a costume a couple years ago.
All right.
But now I'm the mayor of Idaho City, so it's been repurposed.
Are you really the mayor?
I am today. No. No, it started off
mayor
as a...
for a day.
Oh, okay.
Now,
it gets passed around?
A joke, and it just kind of snowballed.
Okay.
So do you wear it all the time, or just
no,
for Halloween?
Mostly just for Halloween.
Some random days in between.
Yeah, it's just kind of fun.
I know.
Before AD returns from the restroom and reports on the decor.
So I just went to the bathroom, and there's a lot of posters of topless men in there. So all these posters of men, but then, like, a poster of a Black Panther also.
Joel, you have to go to the men's room. I want to know if it's...
Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes sense. That I'm the only one. Okay. Should I pass this off to you, or should I... Do I need to... You want me to take it with me. That's what I'm getting.
Can you narrate?
Yeah, sure.
So off I go to report on the decor of the men's room.
There's a sign here that says, this is a men's room, not a little boy's room. Act like it. Leave the walls and the posters alone. And it's referring to just a bunch of Miller Lite posters of women in bikinis. Interesting ambiance. It's dimly lit.
Last, we settle up at the bar and are heading out the door before having one final odd run-in, as tends to happen with us.
Hi. Oh,
this
pardon me.
No.
What?
I want to talk to you.
Yeah.
You just came out of the bathroom,
yeah.
Didn't you? Is there another man in there?
No.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Okay.
So we are in the car. We're usually not driving when we do this part, but So Joel came out of the bathroom because he just went to go take a look at it.
I'm going to go down this alleyway.
And a woman stopped him as we were leaving, and he thought she was just trying to get by, and she said, "No, you just came from the bathroom." He said, "Yeah." And she said, "Was there another man in there?" And he said, "No."
Yeah.
And she goes, "Oh, crap." So we asked if there's somebody missing. It was a man or a boy, and she said, it's an older guy who has a touch of dementia. So we asked what he was wearing, and we're just going to do a quick little jaunt around town here to see if just we can see him.
Maybe wander around just a little bit. Take a look.
Everybody keep your eyes open.
Yeah.
So we spent about 10 minutes looking for this man in black. We do a few laps around the block, and we don't see anything. So we circle back to Diamond Lil's and chat with the man's family. The woman says she's pretty certain that he went upstairs to the apartment that's above the bar. And she thanks us for taking our time to look for him and then sends us on our way.
All right. Calling it?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. So I guess we'll just debrief briefly from Diamond Lil's.
It is one of those places I totally would go sometime, like if we were up here or if we were passing through or something and wanted to stop and have, mm-hmm. you know, a drink or diner food or something like that. It's like, yeah, totally.
Yeah, and it's a place that I could see myself recommending to people I just meet in the hot springs. Like, yeah, if you're going to stop anywhere in town, you should go to Diamond Lil's.
Yeah.
Because it seems iconic in a way.
It's also kind of a site. Like, he said something about owning it that he built it 26 years ago or whatever, but it sounds like he bought it from somebody and then mm-hmm. maybe did a lot of this stuff, you know, maybe built it out a mm-hmm. bit. But it feels much, much older than that. It feels like it's, like, something that's been there for a century.
Yeah. Any thoughts from the peanut gallery?
I liked it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What'd you like about it?
That it was old. Felt old.
Yeah, I mean, even the, like, floorboards were squeaky.
I just wanted to be a regular there. Yeah. This is too far away.
What about you?
It was pretty dark in there. There was lots of red light bulbs. So you wonder if the inside of that place has ever seen the light of day.
Oh, you never confirmed. Were there nudie girls in the bathroom?
They weren't nude. I did take some pictures. They weren't nude. It was just a bunch of bikini girls.
Oh, okay, but, I guess the same as shirtless men.
Yeah. So
presumptuous about sexuality.
Yeah, very much so. Sure. Well, yeah, throw in, at least do the same, like do the percentage, right? Like, put in 10 or 15 or 20% of, you know, both in both bathrooms.
Just to check all the boxes.
Just to check all the boxes. I feel like that makes sense.
Yeah. All right. Well, fam, good road trip?
Yeah.
Really proud of you all.
Yeah, you did good
job. Did everybody pee before we left?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, no turning around. We good?
Yeah.
Okay,
before we get into breaking anything down or talking about the trip, I feel like we should probably address the missing man situation.
Right. Lanny.
Lanny, you should take it.
We had swung back by and we talked to the woman who asked us in the first place, and she said, well, I think he ended up going up to the apartment above the bar. And so she said we're good to go. So we took off from there. We did call later on, and the owner actually answered and said, yeah, that they found him. So,
yeah, no interesting details, but was found. So now I can sleep.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. So,
but back to the beginning, I guess, to what we originally nominated, Kirkham Hot Springs, initial impressions.
I would like to go on record saying that Jody and I would like to continue road tripping with you and 80.
Oh, okay. And
just put that out there. Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. We reviewed it and, you know, voted on it, and it was unanimous.
It was. Otherwise, it was going to be, one against and one, you know, what's that, 50-50. So
my initial reaction to just hot springs in general, that is kind of a really cool thing.
Yeah.
It's
kind of surreal, isn't it?
It really is. And I'm sitting there being like, we're sitting in this one pool overlooking the river, and there's steam everywhere. You can hear the river. You can hear these little waterfalls trickling. And I was like, this is pretty cool. Is it just the transplant in me? Is it because I'm not from here? Because I wonder, is it how people feel like I'm from Buffalo? And when people visit, we go to Niagara Falls, and people are in awe. And I'm like, yeah, I've seen it my whole life. You know, not that big of a deal. Do we go to Niagara Falls when we don't have visitors? No.
Sure.
So is that what hot springs are to Idaho? Or I feel like people here have a general, just a greater appreciation for the outdoors and
cool things like that?
I mean, I feel like I'm a little bit biased because I'm a Northwest guy, but the same thing with Northwest or Intermountain West. I tend to think that it is fairly outdoorsy. I mean, yes, hot springs are definitely a stopover. We even do the same thing when we have visitors. We'll go up to Idaho City and go to the springs there.
It seems like something you'd want to show off.
Yeah, for sure. But it's also stuff that we've done ourselves. And maybe it's how you're brought up too, if you went and did that type of stuff. Well, I will say too, I'm glad to hear that you and Jody also enjoyed that. I think it was great to get out of town. It was a good little group. It makes me want to do that more often.
Wait, with us or without us?
Both.
Okay, good.
No, with you guys. No, it makes me want to do that more often, get outside of Boise, because that's obviously where we tend to go most often because we both live here. But we do encourage, it's just another good opportunity for us to encourage you listeners from all over Idaho, let us know which places we should be going across the Gem State. I mean, even if there's an excuse for us to go up to Northern Idaho or something like that, I feel like, yeah. What about your central concern for Kirkham?
Yes. So my central concern was kind of how do people find out about these things?
Mm-hmm.
Turns out they find out about them the same way you find out about most other things, the internet, books, friends. But I think there's really nothing shocking or really to talk about there. But what's interesting to me is kind of the unknown element. No matter how many books you read or times you Google it, you're never really sure what the conditions are going to be and if it's the same as it was when they wrote that book. And well, I guess this would be going into my final takeaway, but like, the people who go there
mm-hmm.
are kind of risk takers then.
Yeah.
They are okay with, and I'll say it like this, they're okay with wasting an entire day trekking up, trekking in to find a lukewarm pool. And to me, it's like, wow, that payoff sucked. But to them, the payoff is not the hot spring. It's probably a bonus if they find one that's nice and they have fun. To them, the payoff is the adventure. It's the whole packing up and getting out of town like you're talking about. And honestly, I'm a pretty uptight person when it comes to schedules and productivity, so I don't allow myself a lot of times to do that. So maybe I need to do more of these, because it was kind of a nice reminder to be like, yeah, it's nice to just take a day off and explore, because we can do that.
Yeah.
We don't always have to be stuck to our schedules and all of our adulting. Gosh.
Right.
What are your final takeaways?
This is weird. Should we go into Diamond Lil's first? Should we talk about Diamond Lil's?
Do you have a final takeaway for Kirkham?
I guess my final takeaway is actually more of like a final, just like some words of wisdom.
Please do share.
So, well, I would recommend, first of all, that you go out to Kirkham. It was very, very cool. It is pretty exposed, so I would say it probably makes the most sense to go when it is a little bit cooler, because I feel like you're not going to get any shade there or anything like that. So if you're going in the warm weather, you might not enjoy that very much.
Good point.
Number two, wear the appropriate shoes down there. It is really slippery, like when you're walking along down there. They're jagged rocks. And people had told us, oh, stay away from the flat rocks because those are the most slippery. But then the other option is jagged rocks. So it's not something that you can do barefoot either. The last one being, we went when the campground was technically not closed, but
they're not bringing toilet paper.
Yes. So that's really what it was bring toilet paper if you're going, you know, during the off season.
Yeah. So should we talk a little bit about Diamond Lil's? I mean, we didn't have a central concern because we kind of stumbled into it, but I'm pretty certain it would have been something along the lines of who goes there. You know, it's kind of off the main stretch there. We always talk about people going to Trudy's, which is why we didn't want to do Trudy's for the podcast, because we want to do something that's maybe a little lesser frequented.
And Trudy's is a lovely place. I've been there before. I've had pie there before. I think we've had breakfast there before. Right. Great place. But we try to get off the beaten path a little bit more. So
naturally, we go to Main Street.
Which in Idaho City is enough off the beaten path.
That is true. That is very true. So I think that probably would have been our central concern, or that's what we would have been wondering. And we did have an answer, because shame on us, we did not get his name, nor the bartender's name, owner or bartender. I don't know what we were thinking. And he had said, I mean, how dependent the bar is on people passing through.
Mm-hmm.
And in that sense, you know, I was comparing it to the Little Dutch Garden, which was the pub that we went to last week.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so different in that sense, where LDG depends on locals. This one depends on passerbys, but they're both unique in their own ways.
Oh, very much so. And the ambiance and the character was really different between the two as well. But that's so much of the reason to go to Diamond Lils, I would say, is because of the character. Yeah. It's a very particular place. A lot of stuff to look at. And it was good food. It was good, yeah. You know, pub food. Mm-hmm. So
it was. My favorite part was how appreciative the owner sounded, and he probably was. He didn't just sound that way. When we told him that a woman at the hot springs had recommended it, he's like, yeah. Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
And so that makes me want to recommend it to other people.
For like, sure.
Go check it out. It's a funky place.
Yeah.
I do think we should do the place a service and switch some of the posters in the bathrooms. You know, just mix it up a little bit.
Yeah. I don't disagree with you there. Like I said, I think there should be a little bit more diversity. And...
yeah. That's not vandalism, is it?
You Know the Place is a podcast brought to you by Boise State Public Radio. Our music is James Dean Kindle and the Eastern Oregon Playboys. Our website is youknowtheplacepodcast.com. Thanks this week to, well, I can't really think of hot springs, but thanks to everyone who chatted with us at Kirkham Hot Springs. And thanks to the staff and patrons of Diamond Lils in Idaho City. I think it's safe to say we'll be doing more road trips.
Tenderoms reach out to me from across oblivion like stone.